The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, May 9th, 2011, that is to say 2011, and presidential release number 395. I begin this presidential release with the exciting news that Mary Jo and Jesse Hartle announced the birth of Kayla Elizabeth, who was born on April 7th, weighing just over 9 pounds and measuring 21 and a half inches in length. I have had the pleasure of meeting with Kayla, and I noticed that so far she doesn't have a lot to say, but she has learned how to wiggle a good bit. And I'm told that she has learned also how to entertain her parents. So congratulations to Mary Jo and Jesse, and especially to Kayla. I'm sorry to have to tell you of the death of Larry Streeter, who died on April 25. He was a member of our affiliate in Indiana. He was an educator at the School for the Blind in Indiana. He was a long, long-term Federation member. He had been president of our Idaho affiliate a while back, and he had served as the president of a number of chapters. I am very sorry to have to tell you of his death. We're coming up to the National Convention. And it's time to get hotel reservations made, if you haven't already. The hotel rooms in the main hotel at convention are used. It may be that some of them will become available later, but they're not available now. But if you call the 800 number, you can get rooms in the Overflow Hotel. We're having the convention, as I suspect you know, at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel, and the Rosen Center is the Overflow Hotel. The number is 866-996-6338. You should get your reservations made as soon as possible. We might run out of rooms at the Overflow Hotel. We have a lot of them reserved so far. This is a delightful problem, but it does mean that we're going to be cramped for space, and we have to find a way to get rooms for everybody at the hotel if we can. So please get your reservations made. That gets you a place to sleep. If you want to have a registration for the convention, you must fill out a registration form. You can send your registration in here to the National Federation of the Blind, or you can get online and get a registration form and sign up online, or you can print a form off the internet, fill it out, and send it in. The place to get your registration made is www.nfb.org/registration. Before the end of May, registration is $15. Before the end of May, the banquet is $50. After the end of May, registration is $20 and the banquet is $60. It would be very good to get your reservation made before you get to convention. It will be a magnificent convention, and it is of great urgency that you get your reservations made as soon as you can. I have a few things about the convention that are coming up, and at least a couple of them have to do with this blind driver challenge. One matter that will be at convention is that we are doing testing of drivers. We will have simulators at the convention, and we will be encouraging people to try them. We'll not be having people who have no experience using the automobile for driving, but we will have simulators, and we are collecting information about how people do with the simulators. So if you would come to convention and go to the place where the simulators are, this would be very good, because that way we can learn about how people react to this type of simulated driving experience, so that we can learn how to modify the interface that we've currently devised to make it more practical for a lot of people to use it. We will have the car at convention, and we will have blind drivers, or at least one at convention. Mark Riccobono, as you know, was the person who drove the car at Daytona. And for those who have raised more than $1,000 in the Blind Driver Challenge, we are having a drawing. So I have an announcement here from Joe Ruffalo, who says, on Wednesday, June 22nd, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Joe Ruffalo, who is the host of a program called Through Our Eyes, which is an internet radio program, will interview Parnell Diggs, who is chairing the Imagination Fund, the Race for Independence, for this year. The interview will feature grants that have been awarded during past years, or the programs that fund the grants, let us say. The importance of getting involved in the Blind Driver Challenge, and the need to make the ask that makes the difference. Throughout the interview, there will be a live drawing that will take place to identify the winners who will have the opportunity to schedule a ride in the blind driver-driven car. Those people who are drawn during the course of the program can schedule a time to take a drive in the automobile with a blind person at the wheel. There will be an opportunity to take some friends with you. If you want to listen, you can go to www.through.org at the time of the program, and you can learn about the drawing. And if you wish to make a comment or ask a question, you can call in at 888-572-0141. There is a web address to learn more, which appears to be m.throughoureyes.org. And if that doesn't work out for you, you can call Joe Ruffalo and get more detail. Also at the National Convention this summer, we are going to be doing our customary work to raise funds for the National Federation of the Blind. Scott Labar is the person who chairs the PAC Plan Committee. He wants to give us a message about the PAC plan. Here is Scott Labar.
Greetings, this is Scott Labar here today to talk to you about what to pack for convention. That's something that we're all going to be thinking about here soon, and I wanted to give you a little heads up about the PAC plan. The PAC plan is our pre-authorized contributions committee. This is the way you can help raise money for the National Federation of the Blind, so we can support our educational programs, our legal advocacy, our scholarship programs. The PAC plan has raised literally millions of dollars for the Federation over the last 30 plus years. And I'm here with exciting news about the PAC plan. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about the plan. It is a way you can give money to the Federation each and every month We can take the money directly out of your bank account. It's painless, thoughtless, and easy to do. The minimum donation each month is a $5 donation, and all we need is your bank account number and the routing number of your bank. And, of course, you need to give us permission to take the funds out of your account. We have a form that you can get from accounting here at our National Center, and we'll be able to help you at the National Convention. The reason I am here today to talk about the PAC plan is we are at an historic moment in the PAC plan. We are sitting at over $381,000 a year annualized on the PAC plan. We have never been this high prior to a national convention, and we have never gone over $400,000 a year on the PAC plan. I am absolutely confident that we'll be able to reach that goal at this year's convention. And this is how you can help. Please bring to convention a voided check from your account. And if you can't bring us a check, please make sure you bring us your account number and the routing number from your bank. Your bank can tell you it's American Bank Association routing number. And then at convention, we will take that information, have you sign a form, and then you can be on the PAC plan. And if you sign up at convention, there are many neat prizes you can win. We will have drawings at the end of convention for all those who have started a new PAC plan and for all those who have raised or increased their PAC pledges. And although I haven't cleared this yet with Dr. Maurer, I am confident that if we can go well over $400,000 a year on the PAC plan, the drawing at the end of convention might just be for $400. We'll just have to see how well we do at the national convention. And before I leave you today, I want to tell you about the states on the PAC plan. Right now, in the number 10 position, we have Nebraska at $978 a month on the PAC plan. Number 9 is South Carolina with $1,035 a month on the PAC plan. Number 8 is Missouri with $1,179.50 on the PAC plan. Number 7 is Iowa with $1,197.50 a month on the PAC plan. Number 6 is California with $1,403.50 a month. Number 5 is Louisiana, $1,568.50. And number 4 is Minnesota, $1,753.00 a month. Number 3, still in number 3, is the Commonwealth of Virginia, $2,139.50. Number 2, Colorado at $2,478 a month on the PAC plan. And number 1, of course, is Maryland at $4,485.50 a month on our PAC plan. Now, at convention, we have some contests for the state that raises the most pledges or new PACs on the program. The winning state will receive the PAC RAT. For the division that gets the most new or increased pledges, you'll get the PAC MULE. And for the state that has the largest percentage increase in their PAC contribution over the last year, you'll get the PACoderm. So please come to convention and make sure you pack your checkbook.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
Since our last presidential release, Natalie Shaheen, who has been a teacher here at the National Federation of the Blind, has become Director of Education. You know, Mary Jo Hartle was our Director of Education, but she is busily working away with Kayla, who has just been born, and so Natalie Shaheen has become our Director of Education and a great director I'm sure she will make. Also, we have had the Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium. We've had it now for several years. It is a day and a half of meeting and conversation from those who know something about the law and disability. This is a small group, but a growing group, and we are encouraging the disability rights movement to expand as fast as possible. Dr. Tenbrook, who was our first president and our founder, always thought that the law applied equally to blind and otherwise disabled Americans as it does to any other Americans, and he encouraged the recognition of the rights of blind and disabled people to be abroad in the land and to have the same opportunities that other people do. He wrote a lot about this, and because of the work that he did to change the recognition of blind people and other disabled people in the legal realm, we have our Jacobus Tenbrook Disability Law Symposium every year, and this year it was a tremendous success. At about the same time, starting a day or two later, we had the law program. This is the Leadership and Advocacy in Washington program. We bring teenagers here and we show them how it is that we change the laws for the blind and for people who have other disabilities, and we bring them to Washington and introduce them to members of Congress and also to the congressional experience. We introduce them to the exciting part of the congressional experience, not the other kind. There are some dull features of the congressional experience, but if you want to get the laws changed, one of the places to do it is in Washington. So we have this program, and we teach these folks about how it is to make a difference in their own lives and the lives of other disabled Americans. And we start them at a time when they are fresh and can learn as fast as anybody does. This is our law program, and a great success it was again this year. We've had a meeting of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union, and we had the president of the World Blind Union and the vice president of the World Blind Union who participated. The president is Marianne Diamond. She is from Australia, and it was a good thing to have her here, and we talked about some of the work we're doing on the World Intellectual Property Organization to make it practical to distribute materials for the blind around the world. Since that time, we have also had our scholarship meeting, and Patty Chang is chairing the scholarship program, and she is making it clear that we'll have a delightful class of scholarship recipients again this year at our national convention. We have entered an agreement with Ticketmaster. So, in pursuance of that agreement, we have sent out a press release which says, "The National Federation of the Blind announces the agreement with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster makes its website fully accessible and fan-friendly to blind users." And we say that we've done considerable work with Ticketmaster to make it practical for blind people to get at the same information at the same time with equivalent ease as those who use this website visually might do. We have also had an article in the Associated Press which says that online law school applications will soon be usable by the blind under a court settlement obtained by the Justice Department. The National Federation of the Blind sued the Law School Admissions Council, saying that its online application service used by law schools across the country wasn't accessible to those blind people who use screen access software. But we and the Justice Department obtained a settlement with the Law School Admissions Council, which has promised to make its website accessible to applicants for law school and to make that application process as usable by blind students as it is by others. In other words, the National Federation of the Blind is in its usual way of doing lots of things and encouraging lots of development of program. And we're coming now to our national convention when we will be talking about how to generate even more programs and generate more interest in having blind people participate in more activities than ever before. And I look forward to seeing you there. During this last week, I have spent my time in Finland, in Helsinki, which is the main city in Finland. I was at a meeting of the DAISY Consortium, which is working on developing an international standard for publishing material that will make it accessible to the blind at the time that it becomes available to everybody else. And it appears that a good deal of progress is being made in pursuing this kind of international standard. I was one of the people who participated in that, inasmuch as the National Federation of the Blind is a member of the DAISY Consortium, and we are pursuing accessibility to materials as much as anybody else. And I think that the DAISY Consortium is doing excellent work in making it practical for these materials to become accessible. I will see you in Orlando at our national convention, where we will be having the 2011 convention in just a few weeks. We're not ready yet, but it won't be long now. I'll see you all there. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. And Rudy Henry, who works here at the National Federation of the Blind, and Inger Smith, who is a member of our chapter here in Baltimore, have given me a piece which says, "Why was it that the cook was arrested? Because he was caught beating an egg." Diana Maurer says, "What is the difference between a boxer and a man with a cold? The boxer knows his blows, and the man with a cold blows his nose." Or, Diana Maurer says, "What did the sweet potato say to the other vegetables who were making fun of him? I am what I am."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.